Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today is Quiet Time Coaching, episode 191. And we're in Psalm 129 again, and this time verses 3 and 4. It reads, "Ploughmen have ploughed my back and made their furrows long, but the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked." What an unpleasant image. Imagine someone ploughing your back. We're talking here about oxen, perhaps a pair of oxen, dragging a plough. Ploughing over your back, lying on the ground there, making their furrows long. I mean, it's a metaphor rather than a physical reality, but it's a very powerful and painful metaphor. Though they have been doing this, there is a but here in verse 4. "But the Lord is righteous. He's cut me free." So it's as if this person, or the image of the person, or perhaps of Israel as a whole, has been bound by the cords of the wicked. You could see that as perhaps their time in Egypt, or their time under various other oppressors. The cords here are cords that are used to hold prisoners steady. Judges 15:13, "We will only tie you up and hand you over to them. We will not kill you." They bound him with two new ropes, led him up from the rock. And so there are signs of being imprisoned. And this is how Israel has been. It's perhaps how the psalmist has been. And it's how sometimes how you and I feel. Somewhat like we're prisoners, somewhat like we are trapped. The way that Eugene Peterson looks at this, which I rather like, is the idea that the enemies of Israel have been ploughing up and down, and perhaps they have ploughed the backs of Israel, and it's very painful. But then at some point, they don't realize that they've gone, that the people they thought were bound by the cords, tied to the ground there, have actually gone. They're going backwards and forwards, up and down, ploughing without actually ploughing, because the people they thought they were ploughing have long gone. If they only looked, they'd realize they'd been duped. A bit like a cartoon, perhaps. They don't see that their efforts to destroy Israel have been thwarted. It's not working anymore. They're wasting their time and energy. That, in fact, they're a laughing stock to anybody who was looking on from the sidelines. Sometimes I think it's a bit like that with Satan, where the enemies, the powers that be, talked about in Colossians and Ephesians, that they look upon us as if we are their prisoners without realizing that we've already escaped. They're guarding an empty tomb, like Jesus is. That helps us to realize that although the forces of evil are real, they cannot entrap us. It's impossible. We have already been set free. I think verse 4 is the core verse of the psalm. The Lord is righteous, and therefore we have freedom. Enemies try to restrict our freedom, but God gives freedom. God is righteous because he's right in dealing in the way he deals with his people. It's a relationship concept, not a moral stance here. He will look after us. He will do right by us because we love him. Therefore, our perseverance depends more on God's determined faithfulness to us than on ours to him, really. As Peterson says in his book, Christian discipleship is a process of paying more and more attention to God's righteousness and less attention to our own. Finding the meaning of our lives not by probing our moods and motives and morals, but by believing in God's will and purposes, making a map of the faithfulness of God, not charting the rise and fall of our enthusiasms. And I like that last phrase or so. Sometimes I feel that my my spirituality is very up and down and doesn't feel good. Perhaps you felt like you've been a bit up and down, perhaps even this morning. Or when you're listening to this, you feel it's a bit of a downer. But actually, the point is the faithfulness of God, not the rise and fall of our enthusiasms. There's no need to fear about our situation. When God is with us, he will do right by you and I. He's promised it, he's guaranteed it, and the evidence is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.